Tracking Santa around the world. It's Christmas Eve on Kringle Radio.
Merry Christmas once again from the North Pole Newsroom. I'm Elf Frank Murr with North Pole Radio News. It has been 11 hours since Santa left the North Pole, and since that time, Santa has delivered successfully to Sector 1, and he is now deep into Sector 2. We have multiple breaking stories from many parts of the world at this hour, but let's go first to North Pole Flight Command with an update on bedtime advisories. Mrs. Wassel.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Santa has sent out a large batch of advisories now. To most places now in the Middle East, it's time to retire. And for some places in Eastern Europe and Eastern Africa, the first bedtime warnings for Sector 3 are now active.
Thank you, Mrs. Wassel, for that update. It's Christmas Eve now at the North Pole, and for an update on operations here right now, let's go first to Elf Red Stocking at North Pole Flight Command. Red, how are officials there viewing Operation Merry Christmas at this time?
Frank, they could not be more pleased with Santa's progress so far. The weather here, however, is causing some issues in keeping Operation Airlift in motion, and steps are being taken to make sure the flow of goods to Santa's present position remains in place. The wrapping department has now completed their work, Frank. So the only North Pole operation, besides Flight Command, still hard at work, is, of course, the North Pole Post Office, which will remain on the job for several hours to come.
Thank you, Red, for that report. We have an update now in Sector 3. Let's check in with Elf Roz in Bethlehem, South Africa. Roz, what's the latest?
Frank, we're receiving word of early bedtime warnings here in Sector 3. Joining me now from Madagascar is Tracker Elf Penelope Sims. Elf, what's your report?
I was just told of a possible stand-down order from my elf supervisor. I'm not happy about it. I want to see Santa tonight. It's going on 8 p.m. here. It's too early to go to bed.
A far too familiar complaint on Christmas Eve around the world, Penelope. I hope you can talk your elf supervisor into an extension. Frank, that's our update from Sector 3.
Thank you, Roz. Sounds like things are starting to heat up in Sector 3. Let's now go to Elf Angel Star on site at the Claus residence and the North Pole Christmas party at the North Pole. Angel, what's happening there?
Frank, Mrs. Claus has just suspended the limbo contest that was going on in her living room after an elf there attempted to start a food fight with candy canes and fudge. Mrs. Claus strictly reminded the elves this was her house, and tonight is not Halloween.
Angel, what about the sugar cookie bets? Is that still a thing at the Christmas party?
Yes, Frank, but there's not much division or speculation on that one. Most bets are on Santa, and the odds of his failure are very low.
Thank you, Angel, and extend our best wishes to the elves gathered there at the Claus residence. From the North Pole Newsroom, where we bet on Santa, too, I'm Elf Frank Murr, reporting for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of Santa around the world on Kringle Radio. Follow along online at SantaUpdate.com and TrackingSanta.net.